followed him just out of the backfield, and a nice little reception there. So it'll be third down and four to go on about the 14-yard line of the North Huron Warriors. A little trouble with the snap, handoff up the middle, number 40, shoulders it down, Jared Philpott again off that right guard. A little trouble with the connection between the quarterback and center.
Well, Shane Bauer got in there real quick and almost stopped it before it got started. Got a little contact in there, but they were able to bounce it back and pick up that first down.
Some good penetration also right there. Tom Toner, number 93 for the Warriors. This is going to be first and nine to go with 4:32 to go in the third quarter. The score 36-0, Deckerville Eagles on top of North Huron. Deckerville with the ball there right on about the North Huron 9-yard line. So we're first and goal, hand up off the left side. That's number 40. Those legs just chopping away. Jared Philpott again between the center guard and tackle off that left side. Almost going to guarantee a few yards with that young man. He has got some wheels.
Yes, he does. And Maurer coming up at the bottom of the pile. Having a good night, quiet night. I should mention, just because I know his mother's listening, Tracy, she was a powder puff legend at Armada High School, where she was homecoming queen. And I'm not going to tell you what year, because I don't think she'd appreciate that. But just a shout out to Tracy.
Powder puff, just the powder puff killer over Armada.
That's right.
Back out of the pro set, Deckerville with the ball. Quarterback again, hands off that left side. Looks like that number 40, Philpott again, behind the left tackle. So Philpott puts it on the board. They finally call the touchdown on that one. So we've got a score 42-0 with 3:25 to go here in the third quarter. Deckerville marches it all the way down the field, about 65 yards here for the score to start off the second half. So we'll go for the extra point. Deckerville back out of the pro set, number 9, Patello under center, hands off to the right side, and some quick wheels. It's just going to be a handoff, blasted out to the right side. That looked like number 23, Donovan Snyder, the sophomore, will pick up the extra two. So with 3:25 to go here in the third quarter, the Deckerville Eagles on top of the North Huron Warriors, 44-0. You're listening to Cruise 102.1 FM, WNEW Sports. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, this is Pete Salins, financial consultant at North Star Financial Services, located at North Star Bank. Regardless of the state of your current financial picture, it's always a good idea to review your investment plan and understand how it relates to your financial goals. It's important to be aware of the options you may have and how they could help your financial well-being. Having the support and knowledge of a financial consultant may improve your chances of having a more secure future for you and your loved ones. I'll guide you through the process and help taking the right steps to best align you with reaching your financial goals. You may even discover new opportunities, better understand the ones you have, and how you can improve them to fit your specific needs.
Contact Pete Salins at North Star Financial Services, located at North Star Bank. Securities offered through Investments Professionals Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Back in Deckerville Field with 3:25 to go in the third quarter, 44-0. Deckerville Eagles on top of the North Huron Warriors. Wyatt Janowak back to kick. Pounds one right down the middle of the field, taken by the Warriors on the 26-yard line. Breaking away through the center. Oh, had one more defender to get by. Shane Maurer puts some wheels and puts the Warriors in some good field position here. They'll take over first and 10 here with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter on their own 45-yard line.
This has to be the Warriors' best field position of the night.
And best run of the night with a good return there. Took that about a 30-yard carry on the return. Had one more defender to get by. I thought Shane Maurer was going to get him. But got picked up there right at the 45-yard line. Here we go. First and 10 for North Huron. 25, Sharamsey, the quarterback under center. I formation, hands off to the left side. Running back, the tailback takes this one, and a good pickup. Nice run off of the left tackle for the Warriors. Number 19, Shane Maurer, is going to pick up about 6 yards.
And if finally open a little bit of space in there, attacking those seams quickly, and that's the only way that you do anything against this Deckerville team.
Hit the hole really quick this time, so we're going to go second down and four. Pick up of 6 yards for Shane Maurer with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. The Warriors break over the ball back into the I formation. 25, Nick Shramsky, the quarterback. Hand off to the fullback right up the middle. 60, Corey Sosnowski pumping those legs. And had some work there just to pick up a few yards, but he at least picked up about two. So we're going to be in a third down and two situation. So good run there by Sosnowski. Got hit right at the line and still pumped the legs to get the 2 yards the Warriors needed.
You know, we're not going to see a lot of subbing, I don't think, right now, because I don't think Coach Brown has any intention of trying to run up the score, but I think he'd like to keep that score at zero on that North Huron side.
Here we go, third and two with 1 minute, 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. Warriors are going to split two receivers out both sides here, one on the left side, two to the right side. Quarterback trying to get rid of it, and you know, it had no blockers as the Eagles sent their line just about as fast as they could after number 25, Nick Shramsky.
And Shramsky, just like every other play that he's had to drop back with that ball, just under duress immediately.
No chance to get rid of any kind of a deep pass. They're gonna have to stick with those quick passes. They had two receivers split wide to the right, one wide to the left. That took away a lot of your blockers and both of your backs going out. So go back to the I formation. It's fourth down and two. Warriors need these 2 yards. And it's not going to happen this time as number 23, Donovan Snyder, the sophomore, that big boy was in there, 5'11", 220 pounds, met Shane Maurer at the line and threw him back for about a 2 or 3 yard loss.
I'll tell you, he looked like a pretty strong 220 pounds too, didn't he?
That was a hit in the wall right there. So it'll be first and 10 for the Deckerville Eagles right on the 50-yard line as we wind down our third quarter. That's it. Well, not much sides to split here because we got the ball on the 50-yard line. We're going to take a quick break and say thanks to one of our great sponsors here. You're on Cruise 102.1 FM WLEW Sports. We'll be right back after this.
DS Services of Cass City is fast becoming Michigan's top source for grain bins and dryers and material handling equipment for farm and commercial operations. For anything from minor repair to a complete facilities upgrade, including site design and brand new complete systems, call DS Services. Their 22 suppliers include Stormore Grain Bins, MC and Nico Grain Dryers, and Honeyville Grain Handling Equipment. They've been building and servicing farm and commercial grain handling facilities for 3 decades. They keep a large parts in inventory and provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and much more. Now is the time to get next year's projects in the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. On-farm grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them help you add margin to your success.
First and 10, going from the right to the left, the Deckerville Eagles are going to pick up 4 yards there out of the pro set. Again, just a quick handoff, Chad, off that right tackle, right guard.
I can't help but wonder what Coach D'Antonio from Michigan State or Coach Harbaugh from U of M would suggest to Coach Fisher here exactly what he should do against this Deckerville offense to keep him from gaining 4 or 5 yards a chunk.
You know, but they tried that again in the first. We saw it about the first quarter as North Huron tried to move around, put some power to the inside. Then they'd get burnt to the outside. The play calling was nailing them. So here we go. The linebackers are a little bit tighter this time for the Warriors. But look at that Deckerville Eagle line. That whole line just moved North Huron's first and secondary back about 4 yards. So another big pickup there for the Deckerville Eagles. 44-0 here to go in the fourth quarter. 11 minutes to go. It'll be third and two for the Deckerville Eagles. How about this game? Owen Gage, Akron Fairgrove, Chad, at the half. Owen Gage Bulldogs 62, Akron Fairgrove, the Vikings 20 at the half.
Now, Are you sure that's not basketball?
No, I don't think they score that many points in basketball.